A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Magandang gabi mga katunay, and in this episode I will just do a monologue because my co-hosts are nowhere to be found. So sabi ko kanina, Iba is not feeling very well and Buck is nowhere to be found. Oh, wala ako sa studio. Zeke, diba? Biglaan to. Way Rider, magandang gabi. Enorio Reyes, how are you? Long time no see. Wala ako sa studio. Actually, nandito ako sa... Saan ba ito? Bridgetown. May ano dito eh. May pancetto. So, kasama ko yung family ko for having dinner here. Kasi malapit lang to sa bahay namin eh. Oh, get well soon, Iba. Pagkasing kain ng kung ano-ano. So, last weekend... Actually, last 2 weeks or last month, sobrang daming big events na nangyari. Kunain natin yung 450MT. Ang daming media friends na nagpunta sa El Nido. And sobrang nakakainggit yung experience nila doing the test riding the 450MT. Hanggang ngayon, talagang pinag-uusapan pa rin yung bike. And kanina, pinag-uusapan ko sa page kung ano yung difference nilang dalawa. Comparing the Himalayan 450 tapos yung 450MT. So, very minimal differences lang talaga siya eh. And I think they had such an amazing experience. And it feels really nice to see Echo back in the industry as an endorser or a brand ambassador for a motorcycle. And I think Echo is a very good candidate for the 450MT. Kasi talaga sobrang hilig mag-trail niyan. Sobrang hilig mag-off-road. So, I think part of his nature other than just being a celebrity is siya yung isa sa mga nagsimula sa mga artista. Totoong nagmomotor. So, congrats Echo for sealing the deal. Tsaka kung sino may nakaisip na gawin kang endorser, sobrang ako naman, when I was in Bohol, I was riding with a lot of people. Thank you, Philippine Motorcycle Tourism, for being letting me be part of it. So sobrang sayang experience. Bohol is sobrang ganda. Actually, meron na akong tattoo dito. Ito. Ito ako sa'yo. Sulat dito. Dagohoy. So, Dagohoy is a local hero or folk hero ng Bohol. Kung saan, ang ibig sabihin ng Dagohoy ay sa Cebuano. Hey, what's up, Omar? Russ, what's up? Good evening. Okay, so yung Dagohoy, ang ibig sabihin niyan, Dagon sa Huyohoy, which means talisman of the breeze. So akala nung mga, no, akala nung mga Espanyol, nagte-teleport siya. So para siyang lumilipad sa bundok. So yung pala, gumagawa siya ng mga secret tunnel dun sa bundok na mukha siya nagte-teleport. So talagang sobrang fascinated ako sa Bohol. And I feel like motorcycle riding is like para kang lumilipad sa hangin eh. So para ka rin nagte-teleport from lugar. So sobrang sarap. Sobrang sarap na experience na pumasyal. Tapos na sightseeing kami. Pumunta kami sa Lubok River Cruise. Finally, napuntahan ko ulit yung Anda. Sobrang gandang white sand beach ng Bohol. Tapos merong hidden dyan na hysteresis sa Trinidad. So, ang daming sobrang gandang pwedeng puntahan. Tapos sila, Boss Raymond, alam ko, nag-swimming pa sila sa waterfalls. And it was a two-day affair. Tapos sa panglawa kami nagsistay. Sobrang bait ng mga tao. Galing talaga niya ni Nudge. Kasi tawag namin dyan Senator Nudge. Kasi yan eh, bawal talaga umakit yung motor doon sa taas. Nung Chocolate Hills Park. Pero sabi niya, nagpakilala siyang Senator Nudge. para makaakyat kami doon sa taas at makapag-picture, makapag-pahinga. Diba? So, yung aksidente sa Bohol, it's very unfortunate. I don't know the entire details, pero yun lang, shit happens. Anything involves motorcycling talaga. Ako, personal opinion ko lang to. It's very unfortunate talaga. And we always do our part sa DNR, as individuals, to always practice safety riding. So, ang organizers, yung LuPH, they even invited Motor Clyde para mag-organize ng isang training seminar before gawin yung Bohol. So, it was really fun. Sobrang saya. Kasi ganda ng Bohol eh. Problema lang, mahal lang talaga sa Bohol. Sobrang touristy na siya. Hindi na masyadong local friendly. So I just hope that people will look into it kung paano siya mas magiging friendly sa mga tao in terms of sa gastusin kasi gastos eh. Bro, yun din daw ruta na binigay mo sa North Loop before NatCon. Kita kits. Mark from Davao. Looking forward to see you here. Malapit na. End of the month. Itong April. Pupunta kayo sa National Convention dito sa Subic. And kita tayo dun. Kasi sabay na sabayan sa Makina Motor Show. So probably I'll be there on the second day. So Subic lang naman. Bilis lang yan. Yun. North Loop. Yan na. Sobrang sarap. Kasi I did it for sobrang mahal ng isang piraso. Yung mangga, boss. Yung mangga. 200 pesos. Isang pirasong mangga. Tsaka yung mango shake. Sobrang mahal. So, yan. Anyway, Johnny Uy. How are you? I miss you. Kailan tayo food trip? Nandito sa Mancheto, sa Bridgetown. May mga pagkain dyan. Naj, Abdul, yan na on the way to Pe. Hindi ako pupunta. Nasa Bridgetown ako, Naj. Malapit lang doon sa'yo. Punta ka dito mamaya. May mga Mancheto dyan, no, sa gilid. Dito kami magdidip. Yan. NatCon. Events happening this month. Makina Motor Show, National Convention, ano pa ba? Si Honda will be lending us big bikes to our room. So next week, probably we'll get the bikes. I borrowed the CB500X. Mas dadaling ko sa ano, general na ka. Bike. Dito sa general. Kapit lang ako, dito lang ako gali. Let's go! Dito, may mga bike night na raw dito gabi-gabi. Kasi pinalayas tayo sa Moto Street eh. Dito na lang tayo. So dito, pwede mag-park kotse, pwede mag-park motor. Tara, let's go. Yung mga malapit, punta kayo dito mamaya. Okay, so North Loop, yung bike na dala ko is my own personal bike, the Ducati Multistrada 950S. Shout out Norman Ring Motorbikes. Kinuha ko yung bike na yan sa Cagayan de Oro. Tapos pinadala nila yan sa bahay ko noong December. Tapos John D. Lacson, I love you. Si, si Marlon, bike to ni Marlon. Subok na tong bike na to. Kaya it's one of my dream bikes. This is actually one of my first time bringing this bike ng ganito kalayo. So, kinumpute ko yung biyahe ko. It's almost 1,600 kilometers in 4 days. I was invited to go to Partakan Festival by Boss Aldous ng Rupali Classics. Kasi this is their first time doing this Partakan Festival again after a long time. Kasi nung pandemic, tumigil yung Partakan Festival. And it's one of the, I'll give you ano, konting background. This is one of the first motorcycle tourism activities na ginawa. Way back since 2014, 2015, mga ganyan. Tapos ang mechanics niyan, sobrang dali lang. Bring your bike to Santana na Cagayan. May pagkain doon. May inumin doon, may camping doon, may dagat doon. Party. So, long ride, kain, inom, tulog, camping, beach, party. Uy, doon lang siya kasimple. Kaming beses na akong in-invite dyan and actually, first time ko lang sumama sa Partakan. Kasi, yung schedule nito is laging tapat ng Holy Week. So, pag Holy Week, siyempre, family affair yan. So, ang hirap talaga mag-decide. Sobrang hirap mag-decide sumama ng Partakan kasi you'll spend the entire Holy Week there or with your family. So, fortunately, this year, I was allowed to join. And then, itala ko ngayon Multistrada ko. So, it's my first time bringing that bike up north. And then, I also tried doing their challenges. So, yung challenges na ginawa nila is, you take photos in selected tourist destinations going up to Ilocos Norte. Tapos, merong hashtag. Tapos, pipili sila ng winner. So, technically, kami bilang media, hindi talaga kami kasali. Pero, sinubukan kong gawin yung challenge. And fortunately, actually, very refreshing experience siya kasi pag solo ride ka, you ride at your own pace. Wala kang masyadong iniisip na sinusundan, hinihintay. Kasi ako, sanay ako mag-ride mag-isa and mag-explore and mag-take ng mga pictures, mag-take ng mga videos. So talaga na-enjoy ko siya riding north. So, one of the highlights ng ride, yung Aguo Church dito sa Union, maganda pala talaga siya. Try nyo pumasok sa loob. Parang may, siya may ano, may mga Sistine Chapel painting. Kasi maliit lang siya. Hindi ko lang kung sa harap kasi yung pag dumaan ng La Union, yun lang yung makikita mo eh. Pero pagpasok mo sa loob, ang laki na niya. Tapos may mga painting sa ceiling. So, ganda. So mag-picture, ganda mag-video. Tapos, it's only in La Union. Masarap solo ride. Wala yung naiintindihin at antayin. Lalo na si Nudge, hindi mo makakabulin.
Di ba?
Tapos pinakatipid na 400cc. Siguro single cylinder. Tingin ko single cylinder. Maya, sagunin yan. Anyway, ago church, ganda. Tapos, yung second is, yung ano, yung sa may Luna, yung watchtower. Parang dalawang araw sa tugi. Sobrang init. Yes, init. Grabe. Ay, tsaka yung ride ko, puta, sobrang init. Hindi siya masaya. Mainit talaga. Pero buti na lang mabilis yung motor. Ay, joke lang. Anyway, yung second is yung, ang tawag doon, yung sa watchtower sa Luna. First time ko rin pumunta doon. Ganda. Akala ko sa picture malaki, pero maliit lang talaga siya. Para siguro kasha yung mga 20 people. Tapos, medyo historical yung landmark. Tapos, syempre, biyahe. Yung, maganda yung biyahe ko pa kaya. At hindi pa siya, ano eh. Parang Wednesday ako nagbiyahe ako Wednesday. So, wala po masyadong umakyat. Ay, medyo maluwag pa yung gintaan. Tapos, syempre, pit stop. May kasama yung Vegan City. Doon ako nag-food trip. Pag-init, tsaka, ano, longganisa. Sarap. Usual na yung vegan eh. Pero, may sinasabi pa sila eh, after ng diversion road ng ano, may mga ano pa daw dyan eh, may mga, nakalimutan ko na yung tawag, may parang diversion road, tapos pagbaba mo, may mga, ano, karinderya ng mga Ilocano food. Nakalimutan ko lang yung tawag sa lugar. Si Dian yung nagsabi sa akin, meron din daw silang specialty doon na bread.
Uy! Ayun din eh.
Tigil niyo muna yung pakikinig ng show na to, ha? Oo, ito po ang The Cool Pals.
Hello!
Hello sa inyo, sa mga nakikinig
ng podcast.
Hello, hello, hello sa inyo!
Hello!
Ito po ang kwentuhang inuman lang, long table inuman, may uupong guest, at makikipagkulitan sa amin. Ganun lang po ang podcast namin. Kaya kung trip nyo, makakinig ng mga lasing...
Kaya mo parang ayaw mo na mamilit kung gusto nilang ano.
Hindi, bahala na sila. Tapos pag nakinig sa atin, magre-reklamo.
Huwag ka nalang makinig sa trabaho. Papatanggal nyo sa trabaho. Huwag na, huwag na kayo pakinig.
Sige.
Huwag na. Bumalik na kayo sa show na.
Yan na, yan na yan.
Tinanggal sa kapag na sa show na.
Ano?
Pero kung gusto nyo makinig, punta na kayo sa The Cool Pals.
Pwede naman.
Di ako minom.
So, that's on the way to vegan. Tapos, syempre, the yung next tourist destination is the Pauay Church. So, yung Pauay Church, the usual, ganda ng Pauay Church. Parang very historic. Tapos, so may trip ako ng ano, na sand dunes. Kasi malapit na pala yun eh. Ang ganda pala talaga doon. Para siyang desert. Tapos may mga 4x4 ATV. Tapos doon sa may area ng Pauay. May Pauay, may tinatawag na Pauay Lake. Tapos yung Pauay Lake na yun, parang ano, parang kaliraya eh. Ganda rin pala mag-stay doon sa Pauay. Kasi ang daming pwedeng gawin. So, food trip, Pauay Lake. Pwede ka sumay-trip ng pagod food. Tapos pwede ka mag-sand dunes. Ang dami pa. Alam mo yung north na yan, dami pwedeng gawin. So anyway, ang plano ko talaga dapat doon is tumating ng sunset sa dito. Sa Patapat Bridge. Kaya lang, sobrang tagal ng stay ko sa tumagal yung food trip ko doon. So inubutan ako ng sunset yung medyo dito bungad ng pagod-pod. Tapos yan dito sa may bago ka umakit pala ng pagod-pod. May tinatawag na Camp Borredor. Camp Borredor Military Camp. Yun, ang ganda doon. May mga tank na naka-display, may mga aeroplano, may mga helicopter. Kaya lang nung pumunta ako doon, ano na eh, padilim na eh. Diba? So yung part na yan, yung Camp corridor na yan, may mga ano din dyan. May mga paluto ng mga ihaw, may mga iniyaw na pusit, iniyaw na bangus, iba-iba. Local food. Out of topic, maganda ba Yama XSR? O naman. Ganda. Modern classic. Mukha siyang big pie. So, pagdating ko ng ano, pagdating ko ng pagudbod, madilim na. First time kong pumasok ng pagudbod ng gabi. So, buti na lang meron ako aux lights. Nakakatakot naman kasi medyo liblib eh. Tapos twisties. Tapos kailangan mo talaga ng ilaw. And kailangan.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Kailangan yung paningin mo is sobrang alert ka kasi daming lubak eh. Tapos yung paakyat dyan, yun nga, twisties, iwasan yung gumilid sa shoulder kasi ang daming madulas na sa gabi, madulas yung shoulder. So, munti ka mong kumalat. So, ilaw lahat ng traction control. Buti na lang tinuro sa akin ni Mel, biglang nag-kick in yung split second reaction. Naitiyo ulit yung bike. Tumayo yung mag-strana. Munti ka mong maaksidente. Pero, ano yun eh, never overtake sa shoulder. Sa yung mga na-realize ko going up there. Tapos, pagdating ko ng Patapat, just sobrang dilim. Wala nakita. Pero narinig mo lang yung mga, yung tubig. So, ang tawag, ano may tawag dun eh, hindi lang siya Patapat Bridge eh. Ang tawag sa kanya is, ano ba yan? Kasi may isa pang name, and then Patapat Bridge. Hindi ko alam. Tulungan nyo ako. Kung ano. Then, ang destination ko on that first route is Apari. So, yan. Dyan sa Hotel Dian Apari. Then, sila Tito Ambo. Dayan. So, yan yung primary destination ng mga riders going up to north. Kasi Apari is technically parang medyo dulo na yan ng Pilipinas. Patapat, Tadama, Sanchez Mira, Balesteros. Yan, medyo wala masyadong makikita. So, pagdating mo na Apari, Tadama ka dun sa bar intersection ng ituturo ka, kunyari, Cagayan, Tugigaraw, so, Apari, this way. Malayo pa yun, papasok ka. So, yung mga 30 minutes pa yun bago mo makita yung arko ng Apari. Tapos, a few more minutes, andyan na yung hotel. So, ang biyahe ko is around 17 hours. Relax pace lang. Hindi naman masyado nagmamad. Konting bilis, konting bagal, di ba? Tapos enough break for tubig, for sightseeing. nakakapagod kasi malayo. So, if you're gonna bring a bike na hindi komportable, mahirap. I would advise talaga adventure bike. Tapos, partakan is in Santa Ana, Cagayan. So, that is still 1 hour away from Paris. So, pagdating namin doon, andun yung stage setup. Kinabukasan pala to, ha? Kinabukasan. Pahinga kami sa Paris. Tapos, dumiretso kami doon sa Santa Ana, Cagayan. Ang ganda ng, ano yan, ang ganda pala yan. Kasi, ano yan eh, exclusive economic zone. Parang Subic yan eh. Freeport something. Tapos, nandyan yung Angib Beach. Tapos, Nangaramuan, and then Pasorobo Beach. Isang mahabang strip yan ng White Sand Beach. Sobrang ganda. Pero malayo pa siya from Apari. Ay, isang oras pa. So, second day, in-explore ko yung singit-singit ng Apari. Ang daming magandang pwedeng picturean kasi may mga daming palayan dyan eh. Pwede kang pumasok sa mga back roads. Pwede ka mag-fast trail dun sa loob. Sige. Siguro medyo maganda yung panahon talaga. Masusulit mo siya. Kasi sila Tito Ambo, naabutan ko sila dun sa Cagayan. Galing pa silang Bagaw. So, ang Cagayan, tingin ko malaki pa talaga yan. Dami pang pwedeng punta. So, yun siya. Celebrated Partakan. May sila Mel Aquino, nagpa-flat track dun. Nagpa- trail contest, tapos awarding, diba? So, ano siya, fun activity. Tapos, yun, continuous yung dating ng mga tao, tapos nagpa-raffle sila, nag-award sila nung sa contest, as much as 50,000 pesos, meron silang binigay. Tapos si kaibigan kami, si ano, kapatid ni yung kometa, nanalo yata 10,000 pesos. Yun. So, that's one day. Siguro 2 days kami dun sa Cagayan. Tapos, eto na, bumaba na kami ng Tuguegarao nung gabi. Si Dian, may isa pang hotel dyan. Tinatawag na Hotel Dilan. So, yung hotel na yan, may bar sa taas. Sarap tamba yan. Tapos, parang as first much as 1,200. Meron ko na single room. Good for 2. Murang-mura. Pwede kayo pumunta dyan for. Tapos, ito na. So, pauwi na ako. Dumaan ako ng Isabela. Dumaan ako sa mga friends natin dyan. Si Boss Jovi Guevara. Saka si Don Paulin, DM Prime Motors. So, every time na dadaan na Isabela, talagang nagmamano ako sa mga yan. Kasi, tagal na nating mga kaibigan yan eh. Tapos, yun, sobrang accommodating, nag-lunch kami, tapos, I stayed the night in Isabela. The following day, si Boss Jovi, niyaya pa ako mag-ride. Sabi niya, kasi uwi na ako Manila eh. Sabi niya, sige bro, hatid kita. Pero dadaan lang tayo dito sa likod ng bahay namin. Sabi niya, likod ng bahay, lapit lang pala. Yung likod ng bahay pala nila is dadaan ka ng cordon tapos aakyat kami ng ifugaw tsaka paakyat ng tinok. Sabi ko, malayo. May pupuntaan pala kami, malayo pa pala. Pero, ayan, na-meet ko yung mga, ano, mga kaibigan, mga bagong kaibigan. Yan, sila yung mag-organize ng event sa mga widow sons. They'll organize the event in Atcon sa Subic. So, yan. Boss BG. Tapos yung mga iba pang kaibigan sa Isabela. Boss June ng RS8 na meet ko rin. Itong si Boss Jovi. Siguro pang 50th time niya nang umakyat ng highest point. Kasi kabisado niya yung twisties. So, dumaan kami ng cord nakyat ng Ifugao. Tapos, Kiangan. Dumaan kami sa Kiangan. Kiangan is a small town. History niyan parang. Doon daw yung final frontier ng Japanese occupation. So parang dyan yata hinuli sila Yamashita. Sabi niya, pag pumunta ka dyan sa Kiangan, medyo mukhang Japanese daw yung mga tao. Hindi alam, dumaan na kami. Pero ganda. Ganda. Ang hindi ko lang nagustuhan dito sa ruta ng Kiangan, ang daming landslide. Tapos, medyo makakapal yung mga lupa na bawat corner parang ano eh, parang kang nag-o-offroad eh. So imagine mo, twisties na may konting offroad na mataas. So medyo challenging yung ruta. Tapos yan, si Boss Jovi, kabisado niya yung kung kakain. Alam niya kung saan yung mga sarap na lutong bahay. Diba? So may lang kami somewhere in sa after, before or after Kiangan. Ang sarap nung ano, sarap nung ulam. Parang tinolang manok. Ako alam ko kung saan kakain. Ayoko na, hindi na ako sasama sa inyo. Hindi, masarap yung tonigans eh. Tonigans yata. Nakalimutan ko, pero masarap yung adobo eh. Saka yung tinola. Tapos, after nung pagdating namin dun sa highest point, may alam ba siyang isang kainan? Yung kusan lulutuin daw yung pansit. Ay, masarap naman talaga. Pero believe ako, first time ko nakasama mag-ride si Boss Joby. Parang ano eh, kabisado yung bundok eh. Kahit nakapikit, kabisado yung mga liko eh. Sa ibang klase, ang bilis ng pace. Naka V-Strom 1050 na kargado. Hindi, kargado ng Borloloy ah. Pero galing. Sobrang tulin. Ako, kabado ko kasi tulas yung kalsada eh. May mga lupa-lupa eh. Mas idol ko kayo, Boss Marlon. Kayo mga siga ng Mindanao. See you in November. Hindi ko alam kung saan tayo pupunta sa November, pero pinaghahandaan ko na yan. Coach Clyde, I miss you. O naman. Shout out Clyde Karim Solano. Tagal natin din nagkita, idol. Nahiwalay tayo eh. Sila Coach Tani, kasama ko sa Bohol eh. Ay, no. Anyway, in short, nabudol ako ng mga taga Isabela. So, winarningan na ako ni si Don Paulie, sabi niya. Yung 2.5 hour stride daw namin, sobrang skeptic siya na makakarating ako ng Baguio in 2.5 hours. Anong nangyari? Half day. Nakarating ako ng Baguio, parang ano na yata eh. 4 o'clock yata ng hapon eh. Umalis kami ng Isabela, alas 7 na umaga. Tapos, from highest point, dumaan kami sa Bukod. Doon sa Bukod, naghiwalay na kami kasi liliko daw siya ng kaya pa. Tapos ako, didiretso ako ng Buklao, paakyat ng Bagyo. Alam mo, sa sobrang bilis, sa sobrang bilis ni Boss Joby, di na ako naantay. Doon sa intersection ng kaya pa, wala na. Hindi ko na nakita. Ang nagbabay na lang sa akin, sila Vinci na lang. Tapos nag-text siya sa akin. Kaya antok na daw siya. antok na daw siya, kaya nauna na siya. Sobrang bait, Boss Joby. I miss you already. Sana makabalik ulit kami dyan. Pero dito naman tayo sa Baler side. Wala sila ako slide, diba? May sakit eh. Kaya nagmamonolog ako ngayon. So anyway, going back, dumaan ako ng Ambuklaw. Sobrang ganda ng kalsada. Pinost ko yan, sabi ko. Ang ganda ng tanawin. Kasi makikita mo yung sa left side, yung Ambuklaw Dam. May parang ilaw. Tapos, maganda. Maganda ng puti yung mga bato. Tapos, yung kalsada, ano, asfalto. Tapos, yung mga turns, hindi masyadong tight. Kaya, ano, kahit mga third gear, fourth gear ka, tuloy-tuloy, kaya eh. Na-enjoy mo talaga eh. Hindi ka may stress. So, kaya sabi ko, yan, isa yun sa mga paborito ng ruta ngayon, yung Bukod to Baguio. Ambuklaw Dam. Tapos yon, the usual, go up to Baguio, na narealize ko, sobrang dami na pala ng tao. Hindi na siya katulad ng dati. Siguro last akit ko nun, mga before pandemic na eh, parang napaka, ano, daming tao. Well, maganda, malamig pa rin yung panahon, pero it's a big, ano, it's a big city na parang Brazil na yun, makikita mo yung bundok. Pero sobrang mura ng gulay, mura ng mga prutas. So, ito ng mga pasalubong. Kasi yun, the usual, pauwi, baba ng Hugo, via Marcos Highway, baba ng Rosario, Iplex. Tapos, pagdating ko ng SEDEX, Diyos ko Lord, ayan na. Pasabay ko yung mga pauwi ng nagbakasyon sa Norte. So, imagine mo, so, galing kaming Isabela na nag-ride sa Twisties. Tapos, pauwi, abutan ko yung traffic. Marusa talaga. Buti na lang naka-Ducati ako. Tablet. Yan. So, siguro masabi ko lang, pag mag-North Loop, masarap yung feeling na nag-explore ka on your own. Tapos, you have to equip yourself with maraming camera, GoPro. Siguro at least dalawa. Isa sa harap, isa nakaharap sa'yo. Tapos, first time kong gumamit ng Insta360. Salamat, Attitude Digital, for letting me use your unit. Next time, drone. Saan ang kaya naman ako sa inyo? Export ko yung footage. Pakita ko sa inyo. Meron akong pinaprepare na video ng North Loop. Chill lang. Hindi nagpamadali. Masayang experience. So, pag solo ride, yun nga, sabi nila, walang masyadong inaantay, hindi masyadong magpamadali. May mga risk din. So, syempre, pag pinapasok mo yung mga alangan na areas, pag may nangyari, syempre, ikaw lang mag-isa. Pag natumba ka, ikaw magbubuhat lang sa sarili mo. So, kailangan medyo, ano ko din, aware ka rin sa presence of mind. Tapos, masyadong adventurous. Siguro kung ano, siguro kung middleweight bike na adventure yun. Kala ko, kahit yung mga singit-singit, pasukin ko eh. Pero, hindi, medyo mabigat yung bike. Tapos, syempre, cardo. Laking bagay. Nakakabaliw pag nag-ride ka mag-isa. So, ka, kaya tawag ka sa mga friends, tawag ka sa family. Laking bagay ng cardo kasi keeps you steady, tapos gets you entertained. You can communicate with people. Yun. So, yun lang. Advice ko sa mga nakikinig sa atin is try nyo mag-solo trip. Kasi it's an enriching experience. And iba yung nag-explore ka on your own. Lalo na pag mga hindi mo pa masyado napupuntaan. Tapos, saan maganda mag-picture, masarap na pagkain. Tapos, huwag niyo kalimutan i-share sa mga friends niyo yung napuntaan niyo or yung na-experience niyo. Okay? So, that's 40 minutes of me talking to myself, probably. And next week, probably we'll talk about the events at yung upcoming events this month. Saka, ano, sana makairam tayo ng mga demo bike. 450 MT. Camillo, nandiyan ka ba? Saka yung Ibalayan 450. Ang dami na nagtatak. Okay. Zeke, take me away. Maraming salamat and see you next week. Night, everyone.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.